A few months ago, a Toronto publishing house held a contest. They were looking for stories, short stories, based on the Broken Social Scene album, You Forgot It In People. The winners have now been announced, and they're going to be collecting these stories and publishing them as a book. And I did notice that one of the authors was from Victoria, Eliza Robertson.
Fiction writer.
A fiction writer who recently won an award.
Yes.
Now, Eliza won the Commonwealth Prize, which is a very prestigious award given for a short story that she wrote.
Yes, it won.
And now Eliza has her short story showing up in the book, The Broken Social Scene Story Project, Short Works Inspired by You Forgot It In People. Eliza, why do you think to get involved in this project?
My friend mentioned the contest to me a few months ago, and I just thought it sounded like a really neat intersection between music and literature, and I do really love the album, so I just I did actually write a story from scratch based on one of the songs, although it has nothing to do with the song or the band whatsoever. It's just inspired from the song title.
Well, I mean, you had a lot of play. So the song that your story represents is late 90s bedroom rock for the Missionaries.
That's right,
and that's
yeah.
An instrumental jam. How did you use the title or the mood of the music then to write your story?
I mean, I could have taken it a few different routes. I decided that I wanted to do something with missionaries, and it ended up being, although I didn't necessarily intend this at the beginning, it ended up being based at a youth missionary camp, which I made up in Desolation Sound. And so I use the missionary aspect of it, and also bedrooms and rocks, like literal rocks rather than rock, become involved towards the end as well. So it's a bit of wordplay, but yeah.
It might be a little weird for you to dissect your own work, but why do you think your story?
It's possible that my story is not what you would expect for the album. I mean, you could extrapolate what late 90s bedroom rock for the missionaries means, and I didn't go the typical route necessarily. And yeah, it might have just been a bit out there. It's sort of a, not necessarily a comedic story, but it's funny now and then. At least I try to be funny now and then.
Best of luck with the story, man. I think it's going to be cool. I might try to get my hands on that book.
Thank you.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right, my name's Eliza. Thank you for listening to me on The Zone.